20. The building was so old.
Oh, right.
That my brother-in-law worked in both Walter Reed and Bethesda. Mm-hmm. He showed me where our president were when he was there.
Oh, yeah.
When he was
when
there.
He was there. Well, now, so what were the different rooms? How many rooms did you have?
Oh, let's see. We had four bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Large family, you got to have a lot of bedrooms. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I've seen some people with less, and I couldn't hardly believe it. There's a lot of things that way people have lived that I really didn't know people lived that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a lot of difference when you don't really know how some people live. Like so many people howl about it's people, it's so and so's fault, the reason they don't have any more than what they have. But it's not a lot of these people's fault. They just haven't really had an opportunity to do any better. And when they come from such a low, you know, background, it's different. Where my mother's always had plenty of food in the house for us, and always had a clean bed. Some of these kids don't have a clean bed, and I've even heard where kids don't get anything to eat but what they get at school.
Yeah.
So you see, I've never been exposed to anything like this, so this makes a lot of difference. I heard some people say, oh, well, those people have babies all the time. Would you? I've never been hungry. So if I had been hungry, I don't know if I would have all these babies or not. Trying to do better for myself. So this is the difference there, to way you were, your surroundings when you were growing up and what you had to do and what you didn't have to do. And my mother was always the type to be at home with us. And this made a difference. So with having this kind of background, you really can't say, because some people might say, well, would you do so-and-so, Mary? Well, if you were black, you might would have done the same thing that the black have done. But if you, by you not being exposed to certain things by being white, naturally you don't know, because there were times we would go to the white's house and we had to go to the back door, but we never had a white to come to our back door.
No, of course not.
I mean,
not
if you just wanted to, unless you just wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time, they didn't have, you know, like side doors, you know, they were always in the back. And this is where you would have to go. And I just, to my idea, you know, they say that our blacks are prejudiced, but it seemed like to me whites have been more prejudiced here in the South, and I spent most of my time in the South because I've never known my mother to have anybody to come to the back door. About the only things you would have would be people selling things or insurance men, and they always had, they always were able to come to our front door. They'd sit down anywhere they wanted to in the house, but blacks had to go to the white's back door. And if you would eat, you'd have to eat alone after you worked for them, you know, something like this. So, therefore, when you're treated certain ways, this makes a difference.
Oh,
sometimes if people make you feel like you're somebody, they can watch you and say, well, I want to be like Mary. But if they always, you know, just one little corner to themselves, well, they don't know anything but what they see these people doing in this one little corner. And this is different. This is one reason I didn't know how some people live, because I never was around them.
Because you were never around.
And I was really shocked when I found out how some people live.
So you had four bedrooms. Of course, you'd have to with seven children.
Right, but I've gone to people's house, and I saw these kids would take mattresses off the floor. And then I said, oh, what is that? I had never seen anything like that. And I was really shocked, you know, but this is the way they live, and I'm sure nobody else didn't know this, because they didn't ever, you know, come there at the time to see them on the floor. But this is just really something. And some of these kids, they were so smart that comes from these kind of homes, till you would wonder how could they live, you know, under those conditions and really are live the way they're living. So it's really amazing how well some of these kids do living in certain environments.
Well, did it, let's see, it had four bedrooms, and then what,